Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day, Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness segment here on Lakes Radio. This is Katie Johnson, and joining me as my guest today is Deb Forstner. She is a chaplain here at Lake Region Healthcare and new to our chaplaincy team. So both good morning and welcome to you, Deb.
Good morning, Katie.
Since you are new to Lake Region Healthcare in the last few months, I thought this would be a good chance to introduce you to our listeners, first of all, and then talk specifically about a project that you are working on. But let's start with your introduction. Tell me a little bit about who you are and where you came from.
Well, I was born in Fargo, but the last several years have lived in St. Cloud, Minnesota. And there I was a school psychologist and also a part-time chaplain at CentraCare Health System. And I graduated from St. John's School of Theology and am certified through the National Association of Catholic Chaplains. So I've really enjoyed this opportunity to get started at Lake Region and do the job that I've been hoping to do full-time for some time now.
That's excellent. What drew you to Fergus Falls? What was it about this particular place and position that interested you?
Well, I like the idea of a smaller community, and it is closer to my parents who continue to live in Fargo. So far I found the community and hospital very welcoming.
Well, it's sure excellent to have you on our team. And today, as I mentioned, we specifically want to talk about one of the programs that you are kind of spearheading here, and that is really raising awareness around the idea of advanced directives. And we want to provide just a little bit of time to talk about a new program that we'll be offering to help people in the community who are interested in learning more about filling out their advanced directive. But I think we should back up and start at the very beginning. What is an advanced directive?
Well, a healthcare directive is a document you fill out now so your wishes about your medical care will be known if your health would impact your ability to speak for yourself later.
And I use the word advanced directive. You answered with healthcare directive, right, which I think is one of the maybe common issues around this is what is it called or what are the different names for this document?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes you'll hear it referred to as a living will, or like you said, advanced directive. Right now, Lake Region is using the term healthcare directive, and that's pretty much community-wide.
Okay.
That we've worked together, or prior to me coming, committee mm-hmm. people worked together to have a common form that could be used throughout our community.
So we, as I mentioned, are going to be offering some help for people who are interested in completing a healthcare directive. How difficult of a document is this to fill out or to complete?
Well, I think the form that Lake Region has adopted is really clear and can be completed independently. As far as the length of time it takes to complete, it would really depend upon how decisive you feel at the time of the completion. But the reassuring thing to me is that you can always have the right to make changes if you later want to modify the choices you made for yourself on your healthcare directive.
As often as you want. It's not something that is going to be costly. I think some people have the perception that maybe an attorney needs to be involved, and if I'm going to change something, I'm going to have to pay some attorney's fees to do those kinds of changes.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Especially under living will, I think people assumed it had to go through an mm-hmm. attorney, and I think maybe in the past some of those documents were handled with attorneys, but this is something you can complete independently. Mm-hmm. Like I said, you might want to ask for help from an advanced care planning facilitator or ask for help by talking to your medical providers, your clergy, whoever you think would help you clarify, you know, questions that mm-hmm. you might have. But you can change it as often as you wish. It would just be important that you get your most up-to-date wishes known and on the form and put in your medical record.
Okay.
And every time the advanced care plan or the healthcare directive is completed, it needs to be signed by two witnesses, okay, signed by yourself and two witnesses, or notarized.
Okay.
And all the social workers here at Lake Region are notaries.
Okay. So what are some of the types of questions that we can maybe prepare ourselves for that we would want to think about as we were planning to fill out this form?
Well, specifically, some questions on the directive form include whether or not you want a breathing machine or ventilator used if your lungs would stop working, or if you would want to be resuscitated or receive CPR if your heart stopped beating. if you want to be fed through a tube, if you couldn't eat or drink on your own, or if you want dialysis if your kidneys failed. Many of these choices actually have three possibilities.
Okay.
You could say yes, you could say no, or you could choose that you'd want the procedure tried just in a crisis or for a trial period.
So let's talk a little bit more about these sessions that Lake Region Healthcare is going to be having. When are they going to be held?
Well, we're going to be starting out with monthly sessions, and at those we'll discuss more about advanced care planning, have forms available, and help for completing the healthcare directive during the session or later. So our first session is planned for Wednesday, January 13th at noon until 1 p.m. at Lake Region's Cancer Care and Research Center. And we're hoping, again, it becomes a monthly thing, so every second Wednesday at noon, people can come and expect that there'll be somebody there to talk through the advanced care planning process, to have the forms available, and have people there to help you. And we will have two social workers at our first session from the Cancer Care Center, and they are notaries, and myself to help. And we'll have coffee and water provided, but feel free to bring along what you might want to eat in a sack lunch.
If you're interested in attending, what should you do beforehand?
You may want to bring along somebody that you would choose as your healthcare agent or the people or person that you would have speak for you if you are unable to speak for yourself about your medical wishes. However, that isn't necessary because in a lot of cases these people may not be available at that time or they live out of town. You also might want to check the Lake Region Healthcare website for a sample of the form ahead of time, and you can find the form under the community link at the top of our homepage.
Okay, that's a very good resource to remind people of. Just clicking on that community link and the healthcare directive gives you both some information and a link to the form that you could take a look at before you come to the session. Let's talk a little bit more about the training that's involved for someone. I think you called them facilitator, is that right?
That's right. Right now in our community there's 12 certified advanced care planning facilitators, and they're either employed at Lake Region or they work in the broader community. And right now there is state grant funding to train 15 more. So if anyone out there listening is interested in this training and in helping our efforts to increase the number of people in Fergus and our surrounding communities who have completed healthcare directives, you can contact me to be put on a list. And the exact date of the training isn't known at this time, but it would involve completing some online training modules on your own and then attending a one-day training that would most likely be at Lake Region Hospital.
So is there a reason that Lake Region Healthcare is really focusing on this topic right now at this specific time?
Well, basically, all these efforts to increase healthcare directives in our community and also helping people assess their ability to live well at home are being funded in part by the Minnesota State Department of Human Services, and that's that grant I mentioned earlier.
Sure.
Also, there have been community conversations over the last couple years, and advanced care planning was brought up as a major community concern. And it really is a gift to family and close friends to have had that conversation and to put it in writing. Because in general, it's just a helpful process of thinking about your values and the medical treatment you believe is in your best interest.
Let's remind folks once again about the upcoming seminar now in January that will be held at the Cancer Center.
Yep, January 13th. And I'd also like you to know that I would be available to make presentations to other civic or church groups. So they could call Lake Region Hospital, ask for Chaplain Deb, my extension is 8077, to make a request. Because I'm new to the Fergus Falls area, I would just love to get out and about and to meet you.
And what a great thing that would be to have you spreading the word all across the community and helping more of our listeners and our patients and community members have that healthcare directive and have a good solid plan for how their wishes can be honored. Deb Forstner, chaplain at Lake Region Healthcare, my guest today on Apple a Day. Thank you so much for your time and welcome again to Lake Region Healthcare.
Thank you so much, Katie.
Deb Forstner and Katie Johnson on Apple a Day this morning, reminding you that there is so much to do here. Stay healthy for it. Have a great day.